is 102.3 HFM. We're proud to be local and global, and somewhere in the background will be Shoshana. Shoshana. How are you, Shoshana? You're there.
I'm here, Jerry.
How are you doing on this Saturday evening? Of course it is with you.
It is evening, baby. I'm great. How are you?
We're fine, thank you. Struggling with technology sometimes, but either way, good to have you with us, Shoshana.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Okay. Now, I do want to tell the listeners a little bit about your musical upbringing and maybe which musicians inspired you, please.
Sure. It all started when I was 7 years old, a traveling door-to-door salesman came to our door and wanted to know if anyone wanted to take music lessons, so my parents signed me up on the accordion. So I started taking the accordion, and soon later, they started me on the piano. So I played in school, and I played for musicals, I played for other things, and although my parents were not musical, they definitely had a love for music, and my dad loved classical music, and I picked up that love for classical music from him, and he also taught me to be open to all kinds of music. And my mother loved the big band era. That was her era, and she loved the big band era, and I definitely picked up that love for the big band era from her.
Oh, lovely. Surprising how often your parents do influence your musical tastes, don't they?
They do, and I remember telling my dad about that. He didn't even remember ever telling me that. You know, he did not remember at all. Oh, and as far as musicians, musicians that inspired me is surprisingly Fats Waller, because again, I loved the big band era and striped piano, so I loved, very inspired by Fats Waller. Uh-huh. And for the music that I play, the soul contemporary music, people like Zaz Fiskella, David Nevue, Michelle McLaughlin, just to name a few. There's some wonderful, wonderful people out there that have really inspired me to play and to compose.
Oh, that's beautiful. Now, as you said, you played many musical styles, from honky-tonk to religious songs. So what made you switch quite decidedly to piano, please, Shoshana?
How did I switch to soul piano? The first CD I did about 2 years ago was religious Jewish music, music from Eastern European background. And I love the melodies, and so I did a CD of those, and those are my own arrangements. And I didn't consider myself a composer. In fact, if someone came up to me and asked me if I composed, I would definitely say, no, I didn't compose. And I love the style of the contemporary piano solo New Age, but definitely couldn't compose it. I did compose a piece in 1991 for a piano student. And after I composed that for her, I somehow talked myself out of composing. Ooh. So I really, really thought that I couldn't, and I really couldn't. If I sat down to compose, nothing would come up. I could hear nothing in my head. Oh. And this went for many, many years. And after I released my first album, which was not my own compositions, it was playing on online streaming stations. It was playing on groups like Whispering Soul Piano Radio and Enlightened Piano Radio. And I sort of felt like a fraud. I mean, our mind does weird things. And I felt like a fraud because I didn't compose like everybody else. And in my head, my convoluted way, it didn't feel right. And I felt like I had to compose. So I was determined to compose. So I sat down to compose something. And after a few tries, I started composing. Oh. So it was not anything that I thought I would ever do, especially not now at this time of my life. You know, at my age, I didn't expect it. I expected just playing other people's music, and that was it. And it was a complete surprise to me. And I'm still playing, and I'm still composing.
Oh, well, we are here because you did put together a fabulous album, Dancing in the Wind. So was there a general concept, or was it just a collection of songs that just came to your mind, whatever?
yeah, basically the songs that came to my mind. When I started composing, I started with, in fact, the piece that you were just playing, When Leaves Dance, and I started doing that, and I would just sit down, as I usually do, and say, I wonder if I can write something today. And I would sit down, and I would just start fooling around, and melodies would come. And that's what happened on Dancing on the Wind. I just started a melody, and what happens a lot, and then this piece also, as I am developing the piece, a lot of times the titles just come to me. And it yeah. just, the sound of the piece was, it sounds like something is dancing on the wind. And that's how that came in the title.
Oh. Well, we're going to listen to the first track we're going to talk about, which is When Leaves Dance. So let's listen to some leaves dancing. Here we go. Back in a minute or so. Don't go away. Spoke early in the week that when the wind blows, of course, it does look as if the leaves are dancing. But what inspired this track, please, Shoshana?
Okay, so this one, this is the piece that was my first piece that I composed after not composing for about 24 years. And I sat down on the keyboard, and this is the first melody that came to me after all those years of not composing. And when I the minute I got it on, I was playing on a keyboard, and I ran to the piano and started developing the piece. And my piano is right by a window, and at that time it was the spring, and there was a tree outside my window, and the breeze was just falling gently through the tree, and the leaves were moving, and I was just so mesmerized by this tree that it just influenced the rest of me composing that piece.
Oh.
And I knew I wanted something to do with the leaves, but it took me quite a while until I just got the perfect title. Someone mentioned that it sounded like Leaves Dancing. I thought that's the perfect title, When Leaves Dance, because that was just so inspired by the movement of those leaves.
Oh, well, now myself and Lady Hawk, when we go out for a walk, we should watch these leaves dance in the wind, etc. Oh. Okay, we're going to talk about the next track, which is playing in the background, which is Heather, Roses and Moonlight. Let's have a little listen. Here we go. Shoshana, were you wandering through the fields amongst the heather, the roses, and the moonlight, whatever? What's this one, please?
There's a story behind it. This was the very first piece that I ever composed.
Oh.
And this is a piece I composed for my student, because my student, we both shared a love of New Age piano, and she'd bring me cassette tapes at that time, and she'd bring me the cassette tapes, 1991, and I think it was her birthday, and I wrote this piece for her. So I named it Eleanor's Song, because her name was Eleanor. She promptly changed it to Heather, Roses, and Moonlight. That was her title. And when I went to record or to put the pieces on the album, I wanted to include the very first piece that I ever did, which was much simpler than this. And I thought, I'm just going to make it as, you know, the way I composed it all those years ago, and I decided, nah, a little bit more to it. And I was thinking, because you asked me a couple of questions ago, the overall concept behind the album, and I misunderstood. There wasn't an overall concept of the album. It's just whatever pieces came up. Like I said, when I sat down, I just composed. And I really did not think that any of them would fit together. I just, to me, it was like a hodgepodge.
Right,
and people would tell me that it goes together so well, but I never thought so. So it was just a bunch of pieces I put together.
That's well, we're going to push on to the next track, which is the title track, Dancing in the Wind. So let's have a little listen to that. Here we go. We can imagine you dancing dancing in the wind.
Yeah.
Yes, Shana. It's a beautiful track. So, is there a deeper story to this, I wonder?
No, this is one of the pieces. This is one of the, I guess, the earlier piece. I guess I wrote everything within in a few months' time, the whole album. Yeah. But this is like the third or fourth piece that I wrote. And again, it was just me sitting down and playing around and what comes up. And this melody came up. And I thought, you know, it's like something is dancing on the wind. And that's,
no.
That's it. I wasn't dancing. The song was dancing.
Well, either way, I'm sure it'll be very melodic. Okay, next track, Love Everlasting. Let's have a little listen to this one then. Here we go again. You think it's a very romantic song, don't
it? It is.
Yes, very romantic. So, was it romantic, Shoshana?
It was romantic. It wasn't meant to be romantic. I mean, when I start playing, I never know what's going to come out. And when I started playing, I'm going, I don't know if this is going to work out. But it got to, it is a very romantic sounding piece. And a fair amount of my pieces do sound like this. It's just a part of me that comes, there's a whimsical part, like Dancing on the Wind and When Leaves Dance, and there's a romantic part like this. And although I didn't really have it in mind when I composed it, it didn't dawn on me until other people mentioned it, that I go from a minor to a major back and forth, because in relationships and in love, there is the sadness and there's a happy part to it, happiness in it. And at the very end, it goes and it just ends up into this major happy ending, and that's what hopefully the romance and love does.
Aww.
So although it was intentional, that's what happened.
Well, we have a couple more tracks to go, but before we talk and listen to them, where can the listeners find out more about yourself and indeed purchase your early releases? And are you working on a new album? I bet you are, but anyway.
So if people want to find me, they can find me at my website, which is www.shoshana, S-H-O-S-H-A-N-A, music.com. I'm on Pandora and Spotify and iTunes and Apple Music and Google and Amazon and all those. I'm pretty easy to find. And I do have a new album coming out. I am very excited about it. I started writing this basically as this last album came out. I started writing the pieces. And I am hoping or planning to be released sometime in September.
Ooh, well, we look forward to receiving that and listening to it and playing it mm-hmm. as well. Oh, that sounds delightful. Now, we understand you're an energy medicine practitioner. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do, etc., please?
Yes, I'm a holistic health practitioner, and what I love to do the most and what I specialize in is what's called energy medicine. And basically, what it is using techniques that access the body's energy system and able to release what is going on in a person. I help them to release emotional baggage, allergies sometimes, very often physical ailments, because almost everything comes down to emotions. And other things that may be preventing them from being happy and healthy in mind, body, and spirit.
Oh, that sounds good. Well, come over to England very quickly then. Anyway, speaking of coming over to England, are you got any live performances lined up anywhere? Maybe in England or in Europe, but probably over there on the East Coast, I bet, of the United States.
Well, on the East Coast, in the States, on this side of the pond, I have a health concert coming up in July. Nothing else yet.
Right.
Before that or after that, I would absolutely love to come to England. I would love to come to England. I would love to play in Europe. I'm just waiting for the invitations to come.
Well, hopefully I'll be listening, and who knows, I'll be emails flooding your inbox, but we'd love you.
Lovely, yeah. Mm-hmm.
If there is anywhere on earth that you would love to play at, or do you have a favourite venue or place that you'll enjoy performing at, please, Shoshana?
Well, if I could perform anywhere on earth, I'd love to perform in Ireland. Never been. I'd like to go to Ireland, but for some reason, I would just love to perform there. I don't have a particular place that's my favorite place to play. I love playing house concerts because there's just something different about a house concert. It's a more intimate concert, and you have more of a relationship, intimate relationship with your audience.
Of course.
So I like that. Love house concerts.
Well, I think that's absolutely... Okay, well, in that case, come over to our house and you can entertain us.
That's fine. Invite me. I'd love to come.
Okay. Just about enough room to put your Steinway piano in our apartment, but... let's know one or another of my favourite tracks is coming up. We're going to have a talk about, which is Gently Flows the River... Tranquil. So just have a little listen to this and we'll get back to you. Take a short breather. Breathe in deeply. There you go, Shoshana. This is 102.3 HFM and the Hort Chillout Sessions, where we're interviewing Shoshana. And Shoshana, this track, Gently Flows the River Tranquil. Is there a river called River Tranquil? I bet there isn't.
No, not that I know of.
Oh, dear. So, what inspired it? Watching the river? Yeah.
I'm not sure. I thought about this. I'm not sure if I had the idea first of doing something like a river, or if I just started the melodies as like they do, sit down, start playing, and it reminded me of that, but then it took off. But once I started developing it, it did remind me of a river flowing, and then the title, like I said, a lot of times titles just come to me, and that's how the title developed. But yeah, it does. In fact, I just made a video of smaller videos put together to this piece with rivers and little waterfalls, and it's lovely.
Oh, then where can people find that? Is that on sort of YouTube or somewhere, or what is it?
So if you just search my name, Shoshana Michel, and put YouTube, it'll come up. I don't have it on my website yet, but yes, if you search YouTube, it should come up.
Oh, well, we certainly were looking for that one, weren't we, Lady Hawk?
Oh, yes, we were. Yes.
Okay, one more track to talk about. Dream's Journey. So we'll have a listen to Dream's Journey, and we'll continue this dream. Here we go. Interview questions together. I was in a dream's journey. Now, are you still in a dream, like composing mode? So I assume that the journey is continuing. Well, I suppose the journey, a musical journey, will always continue with you, won't it?
I hope so. A lot of times I'm in a dreamy, like composing mode, but I really do hope it keeps continuing.
Well, we know it will, we can feel it in our bones. Over here, whether it be English bones, and of course, Dorothy, who's born in Denmark, who has got a Danish.
Yes,
lovely. Oh, it's beautiful. Well, look, Shoshana, we've kept you long enough, but thank you for your time, and we wish you every success for the rest of the year. And what more could we ask? We look forward to your new album. But I'm going to ask you one more question, because I haven't heard your avian friends at all.
No.
Have you covered them up and keep them quiet, or?
No, they're keeping quiet right now. Actually, I can hear them. I don't know if you can hear them, but they can get kind of loud sometimes. And yeah, they're still out there. They're not covered up yet. Not my time yet.
Which breeds of birds have you got there in your huge house?
It's not a huge house. It just seems huge with the birds. I have several. I have one Nande conure, I have a couple of Senegal parrots, and I have a flock of budgies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a flock of budgies.
I have nine, and I'm boarding two right now.
Oh, I had a flock of budgies. Well, Well, we wish you every success with your flock of budgies, as well as...
okay, thank you.
What about a parrot or a parakeet? You got any of those at all?
A budgie, I guess budgie is more the proper name, a budgie for a parakeet. They're parakeets.
Okay.
And my Senegals and my Nande are bigger parrots. They're not big like a macaw, but they're definitely bigger parrots. They have a bigger bite. Yes. So they're bigger parrots. Bigger beak, bigger bite.
Well, you have to be very careful with parrots, because if you say the wrong word, they don't forget, do they? They speak it out, you know.
Hello?
You know.
They're like kids. If they don't get what they want, they have temper tantrums.
Oh, well, so do adults sometimes, don't we?
Oh, yes, they do, yeah.
Thank you once again. Do you have a message for the listeners out there, please?
I'd like to thank your listeners for supporting independent musicians like myself, and to listening in to Hawk Chill Out Sessions.
Well, it's been a delight to play your music, and we will keep a very close eye on your new album when it comes out, and we're more than likely it will be featured. And who knows, we'll probably get another interview. How about that, Shoshana?
I would love it. Thank you.
Okay, well, we'll leave Dream's Journey playing in the background, but don't go anywhere. I'll have a quick word with you off air, but thank you, Shoshana Michel. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Yes, there you go. Yeah.
That's it, Michel.
Hey.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Here we go. Thank you.
Bye, Shoshana.
Okay, bye. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, say goodbye in Danish.
Farewell.
Don't go away. Don't go away.
I won't.